Can we make it sexy? It's 99.7 DJX. I bring this up because recently my wife Elizabeth was reading out the directions on how to make pancakes in kind of a sexy way. In a small bowl.
Oh, Usher makes
whisk
it not fair.
Together flour.
Stop. Seriously?
Sugar. Baking powder and salt set aside.
Oh, wow.
Now you need to mix the wet ingredients.
Please stop ruining pancakes for me right now.
Whisk together the milk.
No.
Butter. And eggs.
Mm-mm.
Then combine the wet and dry ingredients together.
Stop saying wet and dry. Stop.
So like I said, she was doing that and I was like, wow, all right.
I feel like you need to leave this in your kitchen.
Nah.
Don't you drag us into this.
No,
that is awkward. Nobody needs it.
Come to our kitchen.
Stop it.
So I thought this might be kind of fun to see if Kelly and I can make it sexy.
No,
like,
I don't,
normal things and read a certain way with maybe a sexy instrumental underneath. And can we do it? Will it work?
No.
All right. So we'll take some of your suggestions. Now, listen, I don't want you to send any obits to us. Okay. We're not going to do that.
No, that is highly inappropriate. Highly inappropriate.
Highly inappropriate.
All of this is inappropriate.
No, it's not.
And pancakes have been ruined for me. Thanks. I'm never making them again. Because I will then not be able to not think about what you just said.
Can we make it sexy? Can we make it sexy?
No.
Can we take normal things, read them sexy? All because my wife decided to read pancake directions. Mix the wet ingredients in a medium bowl. Whisk together milk,
leave this butter, in your kitchen.
Eggs. So I thought, all right. Let's do it with normal things.
Ruined pancakes for me.
Kelly, you want to start?
Ruined. No, I don't.
Someone texted in, read the Tide detergent box.
Fine. I'll play your little reindeer game because you're forcing me to.
All right.
Put a camera in my face.
All right. Let us know. Can we make it sexy?
How much laundry detergent to use? Here we go. Ever seen white residues on your clothes after washing and thought, I've used too much detergent in that load? Well, not necessarily. Despite the evidence, chances are that you've actually put too many clothes in the load rather than too much detergent.
All right, well done.
Is that what you're looking for?
Well done. Yes,
is that what
thank you.
Want?
Thank you. That's what I want.
You just wanted to hear me say load.
Can we make it sexy? Can we make it sexy? I think you did. Someone else suggested read the Nextdoor app. All right. What's going on near Brownsboro and Ewing? I saw two cops by Domino's.
No, I don't think that's helping. I don't think that's helping at all. That's weird.
I saw two cops by Domino's.
I don't think nothing's going to make that sexy. Here's another one from next door.
Okay.
I'm having trouble setting up my doorbell camera. I'm going through the setup process, but then at the end, it still says device is offline.
Oh, no.
What gives?
What gives?
This is so awkward.
It's just
I
awkward.
Hate myself for doing this.
Can we make it sexy? Oh, my gosh. Someone texted in. Explain how to use a fishing pole.
Oh, no. It has the word pole.
You want me to do it or you want to do it?
Yes, you do it. Yes.
Can we make it sexy? All right.
I'm not talking about a pole. Oh, you're going to keep that, too.
To use a fishing pole, hold the pole in your dominant hand.
Oh, God. Dominant? Really?
Press the reel button and keep the line taut.
Oh, gosh!
Draw back the lure, then lower the rod tip.
OMG.
In one smooth motion, raise the rod tip to cast.
What is happening with all of these words? Is this for real? Do they literally have instructions on fishing poles?
Yes.
Use your thumb to control the line and stop it at your desired distance.
Desired distance? You made this up.
I did not.
Did you ChatGPT
no,
this?
I did not.
I feel like
I did not.
Up.
No, this is real.
I feel like you made it up.
Do you want me to continue? There's a couple
there's
more sentences.
Okay.
Your non-dominant hand can help guide the pole.
Oh, stop. Stop.
All right, we'll be done with that one. Wow.
Oh, wow.
That was just how to use a fishing pole.
Oh, no, there's some lady somewhere about to drive off the road saying, what just happened? Have I been ignoring fishing way too long?
Lori's texting in, Ben, sell me a vacuum. Tony said, damn, I just peed.
Oh, my gosh. This is the most obscure. How do you put a trombone together?
Oh, are you going to do that one?
Oh.
All right, you might as well. Kelly, can we make it sexy?
I think we're all going to do some learning together on this one, kids.
Okay.
Putting together a trombone can seem tricky.
Oh.
But it's simple with the right steps.
Okay.
The slide section is crucial.
Mm.
It affects the sound and playability.
Oh.
Here's how to assemble it.
Okay.
You start by aligning the outer and inner slides.
Oh.
Hold the outer slide firmly. Insert the inner slide gently.
That's not sexy. You got to give it to me again.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I can.
Can we make it sexy?
Insert the inner slide gently.
Mm-hmm.
Ensure both parts are straight.
Yes.
This prevents damage and ensures smooth movement.
Oh my gosh.
I was done when you made me say insert. It's over. I can't. I'm
right.
out.
All right. Can we make it sexy? The answer.
No.
The answer is yes.
No, we cannot.
Yes.
However, I feel like there may be more ladies taking up fishing.
Like, didn't know it was like that.
All right, then.
Oh,
talk
shoot.
About poles. Oh, why do you have to be playing after? I feel like we've ruined this song, too.
Listen, we're just diving into a challenge, if you will. Can we make it sexy?
Oh, boy.
Just taking everyday innocuous things and reading them in a sultry voice can give it a different meaning.
Tony the Welder has a suggestion.
Yeah.
Explain how to check the oil level in your car. # dipstick.
Okay, well, here, give me a sec because I got to get to one. Renee suggested, I need you to tell me how to pump gas, please. Okay, thank you.
No!
Renee, this is an... Listen, hey, hang on. Kelly, this is an informational show, okay?
Okay.
So again...
This is learning. Do
you want to go ahead and do it, or do you want me to do it?
No. You should go ahead and... It sounds like you've got it prepared.
How to pump gas... To access the gas tank, you'll probably need to pop the door to the gas tank. Depending on your model, you might have to press a button inside to pop it or just open it with your fingers. Remove the nozzle and insert it securely into the gas tank opening. On most machines, you'll need to remove the nozzle before the machine will allow you to select a variety of gas and start pumping.
Oh, wow. You are being thorough.
The safest way to do this is to remove the nozzle and immediately insert the nozzle into the gas port of your car, pushing it in until it sits snugly.
Stop! Someone is right now getting gas right now.
Hope that helped, Ray. Hope that helped. Hope that helped. This is an informational segment here on 99.7 DJX. Can we make it sexy?
Listen, I feel like you didn't fully finish the fishing instructions.
Oh.
There was way more.
Okay.
So you kind of stopped with your non-dominant hand.
Your non-dominant hand can help guide the pole when it comes to casting. Mm-hmm. Hold the pole with both hands. Position the tip slightly above water level.
Oh my god!
Open the bail by flipping the lever. Draw the pole back behind you while keeping your wrist firm.
What is happening?
Then swiftly bring the pole forward and release the line by closing the bail with your finger. Aim for a target area where fish might be hiding.
Oh, wow.
Can we make it sexy?
There is somebody that didn't know the premise of what we were doing. And heard you talking about holding the pole with a firm wrist.
Hey, you know
and
what?
Probably
what
was like, what the heck is this show about? It's just the instructions on how to go fishing. That's it. That's all that is.
Hang on. All right. Someone wanted to know how to check how to check your oil.
Okay. Yes. Tony and Jessica both needed that.
All right. This is from WikiHow.
I'm not a mechanic, so no, this need to look this up. Yeah.
When the engine is cool, open the hood and locate the dipstick. Pull the dipstick out and wipe it off.
Oh my gosh!
Reinsert the dipstick.
Stop talking about inserting dipsticks!
Then pull it out again. Check where the oil lands on the dipstick. It should be between the two holes.
Oh, what holes?
Or lines.
Oh, gosh.
That indicate the minimum and maximum fill amounts.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully that helped.
Victoria says cold showers for everyone. Jess, I'm dying. I'm so glad this was done after school drop-off. I definitely had my 16-year-old son pump my gas this morning.
Oh, my God. All right.
He wouldn't have been such a gentleman for me, which would have caused me to get out of my car, my fuzzy slippers. Timing is everything. Oh, wow.
Can we make it sexy? That answer is yes. Everyday items. And you're welcome.
Wow.
On 99.7 DJX.